Support for Across the Blue Ridge comes from Great Outdoor Provision Company, offering gear to cool down hot North Carolina summer hikes. Information about 5 North Carolina summer watering holes at greatoutdoorprovision.com. It's Across the Blue Ridge, the great little show that nearly everybody loves. I'm Paul Brown. Going up Dry Branch on Across the Blue Ridge gets things going for us this week. I'm Paul Brown, glad to have you along for the show with some great old-time bluegrass, country, gospel, and blues music, and who knows what else. We'll get some good stories into the mix. We're just happy you're here. And let's listen a little bit to banjo picker Alan Mundy. We haven't heard a lot from him lately. Originally from Oklahoma, he played with a number of fantastic bands over his career, including Country Gazette. These days, you're likely to see Alan Mundy teaching at a banjo camp, as well as doing the occasional music gig. He's had a great career, including performance and teaching, and he's been one of the melodic-style bluegrass innovators of his generation. He has a lovely tone, whether he's playing a fully traditional tune or doing something new that's coming out of his tremendous well of creativity. Let's start with Country Gazette and a classic old-time song in bluegrass style. Sarah Jane, Alan Mundy and the band.
Gal, sweet to me, she lives down in Tennessee.
Oh, Sarah Jane, nothing to do but sit around and sing. Rock by my Sarah Jane,
oh, rock by my
around and sing Rock by Miss Sarah Jane. And always left just one wife. Oh, Sarah Jane, nothing to do but sit around and sing Rock by my Sarah Jane. Oh, rock by my Sarah Jane, rock by my Sarah Jane. Nothing to do but sit around and sing Rock by my Sarah Jane. You get a line and I get a pole, we'll go down the fishing hole. Oh, Sarah Jane, nothing to do but sit around and sing Rock by my Sarah Jane. Oh, rock by my Sarah Jane, rock by my Sarah Jane. Nothing to do but sit around and sing Rock by my Sarah Jane. Sarah Jane, rock by my Sarah Jane. Nothing to do but sit around and sing Rock by my Sarah Jane. Nothing to do but sit around and sing Rock by my Sarah Jane.
Sarah Jane from Country Gazette with Alan Mundy on the banjo, a progressive bluegrass band it was after the first generation bluegrass players, going in some new slightly more jazzy directions with more melodic style banjo playing as well as the already traditional sounding Earl Scruggs style three-finger picking, which itself had been so revolutionary only 30 years or less before in the late 1940s. And Country Gazette really was in its heyday in the 1970s and 80s into the early 90s. So here's another song that demonstrates a little bit of their range, Nothing Is Left But the Blues, on Across the Blue Ridge.
Sooner or later, the truth comes to pass and the pain comes home. Lies that you've told yourself time and again, no, they're all you own. After the laughter and after the pain, only a cold empty shell remains. Sooner or later, it's over and done. Nothing is left but the blues. Nothing is left but the her love has gone dead. Cold, empty words break the still of the night as you warm her bed. Love fades away like the flame in the snow, deep down inside of your heart. It's over and done, and nothing is left but the blues. Nothing is left but the blues.
Nothing is left but the blues from Country Gazette, from their heyday back in the 1980s, right here on Across the Blue Ridge. Banjo picker Alan Mundy was a mainstay of that progressive bluegrass band all the way through, with many, many other musicians coming and going from the group. And that takes us into a little bit more of an innovative territory with Country Gazette for those days. They were still capable of doing a very traditional sounding song as well. For example, Cabin on a Mountain.
Tennessee, dearest place this side of heaven, and that's where I long to be. I've rambled this world over, sailed upon the deep blue sea, but in a cabin on a mountain's where my heart will always be. I said goodbye to my blue-eyed mountain sweetheart, dearest girl in this whole wide world to me. Every night of her I'm dreaming, in that cabin on a mountain far away in Tennessee. Now my rambling days are over, for tonight I'm on my way to that cabin on a mountain in Tennessee so far away. I've searched this wide world over, sailed upon the deep blue sea, but in a cabin with my darlings where my heart will always be. I said goodbye to my blue-eyed mountain sweetheart, dearest girl in this whole wide world to me. Every night of her I'm dreaming, in that cabin on a mountain far away in Tennessee. I said goodbye to my blue-eyed mountain sweetheart, dearest girl in this whole wide world to me. Every night of her I'm dreaming, in that cabin on a mountain far away in Tennessee. In that cabin on a mountain far away in Tennessee.
On Across the Blue Ridge, Cabin on a Mountain from Country Gazette with banjo picker Alan Mundy. An innovative bluegrass band in its day, which, as we've just heard, was also able to put out a thoroughly traditional-sounding number with real excellence. Let's step back a little bit to Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys and hear the bluegrass sound that took the world by storm in the 1940s, but by the 1970s was already considered traditional, and bands such as Country Gazette were moving in new directions, in progressive directions.
Cabin in the pines in the hills of Carolina, and a blue-eyed girl is waiting there for me. I'll be going back someday, and from her I'll never stray, and that cabin in the hills of Carolina. Oh, the cabin in the shadow of the pine, and that blue-eyed girl way down in Carolina. Someday she'll be my wife and we'll live a happy life in a cabin in the hills of Carolina. I'm packing my grip for that long old trip back to the hills of Carolina. I want to see that blue-eyed girl, she's the sweetest in the world, and the cabin in the hills of Carolina. Oh, the cabin me in the shadow of a pine. And that blue-eyed girl way down in Caroline. Someday she'll be my wife and we'll live a happy life in that cabin in the hills of Caroline. Late at night and the moon is shining bright and the whippoorwill is calling from the hill, then I tell her of my love greater than the stars above, how I love her now and I know I always will. For the cabin in the shadow of the pine and that blue-eyed girl way down in Caroline. Someday she'll be my wife and we'll live a happy life in the cabin in the hills of Caroline.
The longest train I ever saw went down that Georgia line. The engine passed at 6 o'clock and the cab passed by that night. In the pines, in the pines where the sun never shone, and we shiver when the cold wind
In the Pines, a classic old song recreated in the new bluegrass mold by Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys. A revolutionary music in the 1940s, even though it sounds very traditional today. Before that, we heard from Flat and Scruggs, Lester Flat and Earl Scruggs, and all the Foggy Mountain Boys. Another explosively revolutionary band back at that time with Earl's fantastic banjo picking. Now, it sounds traditional. We heard a little bit from Alan Mundy in Country Gazette earlier in the show, progressive bluegrassers who came after that first generation, and also from Michael Cleveland and Flamekeeper. Michael is out there today, one of the hottest fiddlers on the bluegrass scene. It's Across the Blue Ridge. Much more coming up in our next segment. Stay with us. Support for Across the Blue Ridge comes from the Blue Ridge Music Center. July concert performances featuring the Snyder Family, April Virch, the Harris Brothers, Crooked Road Ramblers, and more. Saturday evenings at 7 on the Blue Ridge Parkway. Details at BlueRidgeMusicCenter.org. And from the Dan River Company, offering canoe and kayak rentals on the Dan River, adjacent to Hanging Rock State Park in North Carolina. Reservations and information at danrivercompany.com or on Facebook. It's Across the Blue Ridge. I'm Paul Brown. If you were here for the first part of our show, we heard a little bit of progressive bluegrass from the 1970s and 80s from Alan Mundy and Country Gazette. And Alan is still out and about playing music and teaching a lot at camps and festivals. He's done a great, great thing in helping to continue the tradition of bluegrass music in whatever form and to push creativity on the banjo. We also heard a little from Michael Cleveland, one of the hottest bluegrass players on the scene today. And stepping back a little bit from Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys, taking a listen to where some of the more modern bluegrass came from. Well, those pioneering sounds of bluegrass, of course, came from somewhere as well. And Bill Monroe, so popularly known as the father of bluegrass music, wrote a wonderful ode to his uncle, the late Pendleton Van Diver, a mountain fiddler in Kentucky, talking about the old tunes that his Uncle Penn used to play, the square dances that folks used to have in their homes, the way it all sounded, and how deeply it affected him. Let's listen to that classic as we take a step back, a little bit at a time, in the history of old-time bluegrass and the roots music that we hear today.
Come from far away, they danced all night till the break of day. When the caller hollered, do-si-do, you knew Uncle Penn was ready to go. Late in the evening, about sundown, on the hill of the town, Uncle Penn played the fiddle on high, would ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. An old piece he called Soldier Joy, and one he called Boston Boy. The greatest of all was Jenny Lynn. To me, that's where fiddling began. Late in the evening, about sundown, on the hill above the town, Uncle Penn played the fiddle, Lord, how it would ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Forget that mournful day when Uncle Penn was called away. They hung up his fiddle, they hung up his bow. They knew it was time for him to go. Late in the evening, about sundown, on a hill above the town, Uncle Penn played the fiddle, Lord, how it would ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Sing.
Uncle Penn, Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys, an ode to Bill's uncle Pendleton Van Diver, a fiddle player who affected Bill when he was a kid growing up in the Kentucky mountains. Here on Across the Blue Ridge, as we step backwards a little bit at a time, and if you were listening carefully to that song, you heard Bill Monroe mention Jenny Lind and Soldier's Joy, two of the traditional tunes that he would have heard when he was a kid and still recalled as he developed his bluegrass style of music, featuring sort of a jazz structure in which the band members took individual breaks, improvisatory breaks, with outstanding singing and virtuosic fiddle playing. Well, here is a virtuoso fiddle player from the fairly distant past. Early recordings from the late Ed Haley of Kentucky. What's the tune? Jenny Lind. The very one Bill Monroe had mentioned. Jenny Lind from Mr. and Mrs. Ed Haley of Kentucky. Ed Haley was a wonderful fiddle player, as you could hear. He was virtuosic, he had a tremendous repertoire, and there he was playing one of the tunes that Bill Monroe mentioned a little earlier in the show while singing his modern classic song, Uncle Penn, an homage to his uncle, Pendleton Van Diver, a fiddler in Kentucky. Well, as you listen to the beat of that song and the rhythm and the way it was bowed, let's hear another of the songs that Bill Monroe mentioned in Uncle Penn, Soldier's Joy, one of the most popular tunes in Western repertoire. Here it is from Allie Bain and Tom Anderson, Shetland Fiddlers, sounding very similar in rhythm and phrasing to Ed Haley of Kentucky.
Thank you.
Soldier's Joy in the hands of Shetland fiddlers Ali Bain and Tom Anderson on Across the Blue Ridge, one of the tunes that Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass music, mentioned in his song, Uncle Penn. What happened to it when it got to the Southern Mountains? Here it is from John Lewis and the Rockbridge Pickers of southwestern Virginia, with a banjo and a full old-time mountain band sound. Soldier's Joy from John Lewis and the Rockbridge Pickers on Across the Blue Ridge, as we trace a little bit of the evolution of that old tune mentioned by Bill Monroe in his wonderful song Uncle Penn, a tribute to his uncle, the late Pendleton Van Diver, mountain fiddler of Kentucky. The banjo in that band we just heard is derived from African instruments, and the influence of the banjo, African dance rhythms, and the blues figures heavily in both old-time and the bluegrass music that Bill Monroe is developing. He learned some of his music from Arnold Schultz, an African-American man whom he greatly admired and talked about through his career. Let's listen to some African-American string band music. Here's the late Joe Thompson of North Carolina. Then we'll hear some guitar work from Elizabeth Cotton. Thank you.
on that train. Come along when the train come along. I'll be waiting at the station when that train come along. When that train come along, when the train come along, I'll be waiting at the station when that train come along. When it leaves the station gate, you know it never runs late. I'll be waiting at the station when that train come along. When the train come along, when the train come along, I'll be waiting at the station when that train come along. When it's coming around the bend, you know, don't let nobody in. I'll be waiting at the station when that train come along. When the train come along, when that train come along, I'll be waiting at the station when that train come along. When it leaves the station gate, you know it never runs late. Meet you at the station when the train come along. When the train come along, when the train come along, I'll be waiting at the station when that train come along. I'll be waiting at the station when that train come along.
Blues and old-time music and some of the roots of bluegrass music and modern acoustic and Americana that we hear today. Elizabeth Cotton right there with When the Train Comes Along. Before that, Joe Thompson with Going Downtown on Across the Blue Ridge, where we're taking steps backward in time from today's music, and we'll be back with still more. Stay with us after this break. Support for Across the Blue Ridge comes from Farm to Feet, 100% America, offering Made in America socks designed and manufactured in Mount Airy, North Carolina, using U.S. materials, U.S. manufacturing, and U.S. workers. Retail locations at farmtofeet.com. It's Across the Blue Ridge. I'm Paul Brown. We've been listening this episode to some progressive bluegrass from the 70s and 80s, a little bit of early bluegrass from the 40s and 50s with Bill Monroe and Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, and the Foggy Mountain Boys, also some roots of bluegrass and today's acoustic music through old-time string band music, African-American and European-American, some Shetland Island fiddling, and some blues from Elizabeth Cotton. Now here's a family from Patrick County, Virginia. Folks I used to know, the Fodrells. Turner and Marvin were two brothers. Lynn Fodrell was Turner's son. They were wonderful guitar players and singers in the old-time and country blues tradition, a Piedmont blues sound, not quite as hard-bitten or electric as the sounds out of Chicago, for example, or as wailing and crying as the Mississippi Delta blues. There was a little bit of happiness to these blues and a sort of a nice bounce to it. Here they are from back in 1983 with I'll Be Coming Home Every Saturday Night, the Fodrell family on Across the Blue Ridge.
Mm-hmm. tight. I'll be coming home every Saturday night. Lord, I love you in the morning, love you at night, love you in the afternoon. Thought a little more loving was always right. Oh, feed me and squeeze me, baby, hold me tight. I'll be coming home every Saturday night. Walk along beside you, hold me by my hand. Walk along beside of me, let the whole damn world know I'm your man. Oh, feed me and squeeze me, baby, hold me tight. I'll be coming home every Saturday night. Love you in the morning, evening too. Love you in the afternoon, caught a little more, love will always do. Oh, feed me and squeeze me, baby, hold me tight. I'll be coming home every Saturday night.
Turner Fodrell singing I'll Be Coming Home Every Saturday Night, with his brother Marvin Fodrell also on guitar, that's twin guitars, and Turner's son Lynn on a third guitar from back in 1983 from Patrick County, Virginia. I got to know the Fodrells right back around that time, and I was working at WPAQ radio station in Mount Airy, North Carolina, invited them to come over and play on our regular Saturday morning merry-go-round program, which they did, and became very popular with our radio audience. Up next, Jimmy Martin, honky-tonk bluegrass artist from Tennessee, with a song similarly themed to what Turner Fodrell was just singing about. And the sound, in its own way, is not all that different.
Oh, what you got? I'm coming home, baby. Oh, what you got? And I don't mean baby, been a-thinking about you. What you got? I'm a coming home stay. Well, in my mind I can see that's a pretty good sign that I need you, and that's why I can't wait to get back home. So squeeze yourself real good and tight. I'll be there before daylight if you'll hold what you got. I'm a coming home stay. Oh, what you got? I'm a coming home, baby. Oh, what you got? And I don't mean maybe been a-thinking about you. And I'm on my way. Don't sell the house and don't wreck the car. Stay there, honey, right where you are. Oh, what you got? I'm a coming home, stay. Thank you. When I get back, honey, I ain't leaving. I've been too lonely, a little too much grieving. When I get back, this time I'm going to stay. Well, we won't fuss and we won't fight. This time things are gonna be all right. If you'll hold what you got, I'm a-coming home to stay. Hold what you got, I'm a-coming home, baby. Hold what you got, and I don't mean maybe. Been a-thinking about you, and I'm on my way. Don't sell the house and don't wreck the car. Stay there, honey, right where you are. Hold what you got, I'm a-coming home to stay. Don't sell the house and don't wreck the car. Stay there, honey, right where you are. Hold what you got, I'm a-coming home to stay.
Had the broken-hearted blues ever since the day you went away. I had the broken-hearted blues ever since the day you went away. Come on back home, baby, I'll do anything you say. Calling and calling, but no one answered me. I was calling and calling, but no one answered me. My mind's made up to jump in that deep blue sea. Came down on me like a shower of rain. The blues came down on me like a shower of rain. I looked around, baby, there's dancing all over my windowpane. I've had the broken-hearted blues ever since the day you went away. I had the broken-hearted blues ever since the day you went away. Come on back home, baby, I'll do anything you say.
Broken-Hearted Blues from Morganton, North Carolina, the late Etta Baker. And before that, Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys with Hold What You Got on Across the Blue Ridge. As we listen to some of the connections between bluegrass, blues, old-time mountain music, and even the fiddling of the Shetland Islands off the coast of Scotland. Up next, the one, the only, Elvis Presley, Blue Moon of Kentucky, written by none other than Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass music.
Blue moon, blue moon, blue moon, keep shining bright. Blue moon, keep on shining bright. You're gonna bring me back on my baby tonight. Blue moon, keep shining bright. I say blue moon of Kentucky, they keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I say blue moon of Kentucky, to keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Well, the heat was on one moonlight night, stars shining bright. Whisper on high, love, say goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, to keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I say blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue.
Elvis Presley with Blue Moon of Kentucky on Across the Blue Ridge. I'm Paul Brown. It's been great having you along this episode. Be with us next time. And we got a little more music before we quit. Here's Bill Monroe with Blue Moon of Kentucky, the song he wrote and that Elvis and so many other people recorded. Be sure to be with us next go-round. And remember to keep on the sunny side. It'll help you on your way. Let's listen to Bill.
It was on a moonlight night, the stars shining bright, and they whispered from on high, your love is said goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and say goodbye. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. It is on a moonlight night, the stars shining bright. They whispered from high, your love said goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and said goodbye.
Support for Across the Blue Ridge comes from Great Outdoor Provision Company, offering gear to cool down hot North Carolina summer hikes. Information about 5 North Carolina summer watering holes at greatoutdoorprovision.com.